Hi, this is a dictation for a follow visit for Ray Jaso, RayJaso, date of service 8/30/2023. Date of birth is 4/15/84, date of accident 6/11/2023. The patient allegedly was involved in a head-on collision on 6/11/2023, and this has resulted into having him headaches, dizziness, vertigo, severe pain in the neck and lower back, both sacroiliac joint, middle back, and possibly fracture or other issues, as well as pain in the chest, both knees and right shoulder. And the pain in the shoulder and the knee is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And ADLs are affected from 6 to 7. 50% improvement has been reported by the patient from the last injection to the shoulder and the knees. Please review the chart for ADL, system review, additional history, and also for the substance abuse and compliance plans. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 136 over 101, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 96%. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 8/2/2023, dictation number 0907-057. Please review the, please mention all the findings. Treatment plan is to continue Percocet 10/325 once a day for 15 days. We are still working on his MRIs that have been available. All the MRIs are not done. He has been informed that he has got a tendinitis and bursal tear of the supraspinous tendon of the right shoulder, along with subtotal arthritis of the AC joint. In the lumbar spine, it is found that he has a mild wedging deformity of T12 vertebral body and bone marrow edema at the anterior aspect of T11, T12, and L1 vertebral bodies. And he has a multilevel degenerative changes. The bone marrow edema is related to the automobile accident that is causing his pain. Cervical spine is essentially negative, but the left knee examination in the MRI shows mild distal quadriceps tendinosis and mild prepatellar bursitis. The patient is also provided with naproxen, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day. Elovil 50 mg at night, lidocaine gel 3%. To continue helping him with the pain, physical therapy is continuing 3 times. He's been advised about home exercise, losing weight, gym for water pool, heat treatment, water heat, as well as infrared and laser heat. Role of yoga, meditation has been discussed at length. He is a personality of bipolar depression, anxiety, and also paranoid schizophrenia. He is being treated by his doctor, psychiatrist. He is on a case management which has been ordered to him, and his medications are continuing, and he needs to continue seeing his psychiatrist and neurologist also. The case management has been informed. At this time, the only treatment that is afforded to him is possibly the injection to the quadriceps tendinosus and prepatellar bursitis area, and then he is advised to have an injection to the supraspinatus tendon, maybe AC joint. Regarding the wedge deformity of T12 and T11 and L1 vertebral bodies, no other treatment is necessary. At this time, he can go and see a spine surgeon maybe. He has a generalized osteoarthritic pain in the facet joints, and no treatment is needed because it's not related to the automobile accident. At this time, patient is quite stable. We'll be continuing with him, and we'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.